Hello.
Perancang.
Welcome back to KKB.
Kenapa terus aku gini sih? Ya ya ya. Oh. Ya. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Ya orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. The hottest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB. Hello. Yeah. Get it. Bukanlah mengata ataupunlah menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut, badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang, bicara, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go. Semua, bang, bang, let it go. You can know, everybody in the house, here we go. Baby, kalau mengata ya.
Yo, what's up guys? Welcome back to KKB.
Ooh, who's in the house?
We are. I'm Hafiz.
I'm Madi. Amy.
Madi.
Rebonya Madi.
Okay, so we have a lot of feedback that our. If you haven't catch our last episode, we talk about like ghost stories.
Yeah.
So we decide to make a part two. Welcome back to KKB. KK, on a serious note. So this is more stories from the KKB team. Disclaimer again. It's up to you to believe it or not. It's just stories that we are just telling. We are just storytellers, like how you read in books or watch in movies.
But in an audio mode.
Yes. But if you would, be careful if you're listening at night. Because somebody may be listening with you. Gula Melaka. Alright, so the first story of the day, we will pass the mic to Made.
Okay, so this actually an experience from myself and also my partner. Okay, that which happened quite recently.
Recently?
Quite recently.
Oh, interesting, okay.
Right. So the gangguan. Not gangguan, as in the kena kacau tu bukan aku lah. So
okay.
I'm just telling what she experienced.
Okay.
So at that point of time, she just finished her school, and then she came to my house like to meet me lah, just for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she say okay. Then we meet under the block, and then we decided to like get something lah because she haven't eat yet. So kita pergi like Cheers nearby, and then lepas pergi Cheers beli sandwich, then we sat at a nearby park near my place. Okay, so this is what she tell me lah after that. Then kita tengah duduk dekat park, then tengah berbual macam biasa, macam tengah berbual pasal life, pasal everything, macam 1-2 jam gitu. Then in the midst of us talking, which is maybe around 12, past midnight already.
Okay. Oh.
And then there's still people like jogging around the park. Macam, it's quite a very macam lively neighborhood lah.
Yeah.
I would say my place. And then she, okay, so behind us there's a jogging track. Mm. Like a, macam, behind our bench lah. And then, so she suddenly heard macam, orang tengah jog lah. Alright. Macam jog ke tengah walk lah, I don't know lah. And then she say when she turn around, there's no one.
Okay. Gosh.
Yeah, because I normally I will macam okay lah, every time everyone walk pass behind us, aku will pusing belakang.
Mm.
And then there's always people there. Mm-hmm. Walking. So aku tak tahu lah bila dia pusing belakang and notice that there's no one. And then after that, she recalled that she heard like a howling voice. Macam,
It's God. A soft howl lah.
Yeah.
But do you hear it?
Pasal that park is very old. Macam kau tahu lah dekat-dekat nearby.
I know exactly where you are talking about. Okay. So
right.
Yeah. So after that, then she dia tak buat apa, dia tak ceritakan. But she act normally, dia macam rasa takut apa during our conversation.
She just continued on lah. Just macam action, nothing happened kinda.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that means she's quite brave though.
Yeah, this is okay lah. Actually, there's another story that happened in the past. But then, yeah.
It's her story lah.
Yeah. But then, yeah, that's all lah.
So you don't want to say about the past story?
Kurik sia.
I mean like...
Past story, aku tak remember sangat lah. But then, next story please.
Okay. So, do you have a story, Amy?
Right, I think the previous one aku too engrossed tengok kau bercerita sampai aku dah goosebump bagai, and I forgot my second story. So here goes. Okay, aku dah recap balik. Okay, so aku punya story.
Sorry, sabar. Masa background music macam makin kuat lah.
Kuat ke?
Ya ke? Dia tak adjust pun.
Okay, then.
Habis.
Okay. So let me give you a background of
deep
this session.
Focus.
Deep focus. So the background of this story is when we reached the studio, then we heard, like, I thought I heard Amy's dad coughing in the studio. So Amy asked me, "Hey, was my dad here?" And I said, "Yes, maybe he's in the other room." Then suddenly the dad appeared from the door, from like the main door. Then we were like, "What?"
Yeah.
No, this is the real story. I thought I heard like.
Yeah. Before we start this session, so I was like, "Hey, is my dad here?" Then Hafiz say, "Yeah. I heard his cough just now." Because my dad is like asthmatic, so he coughs a lot. Then okay lah. Then I was just doing other things, and then after that, suddenly my dad pop up off the main door.
Maybe your.
Then I'm like, Hafiz.
Yeah.
My dad is it.
So I was looking at her. Then okay. I don't know whose cough was it.
Yeah, okay, now I'm having goosebumps. Yeah. Aku sampai tak lima buah siap.
Maybe kau tanya Hafiz pasal...
No, because... Apa, normally at that time is where my dad will...
Come home.
Come.
Oh, then maybe Hafiz punya thought is like... Oh, then dia punya dad, okay, always cough. Then straight away dia macam teringat. Maybe lah. Maybe it's just your imagination macam... Tak tahu.
No bro, as in I don't... Before even...
Macam pasal dia mention... The dad apa? Habis macam for kau like her dad's signature.
Pasal we always here probably.
Yeah.
No, but I heard
it's a common thing.
Okay.
Maybe it's playing around in your head.
Yeah, maybe.
Then suddenly.
But because before that, when I heard the cough, it's not like I think like it's hantu or what. Like even if let's say I have the vibe of like takut, then I will always, you know, like the feeling.
I know you will jump. Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling of oh. It's just like I just heard, oh, bapa dia kat rumah. It's not something like important or what. It's just, oh, bapa dia kat rumah.
Let it ponder, let it wonder.
But people say that houses all have penunggu.
Probably.
Yeah. So they sometimes might mimic a person from its own house. Yeah. So let it sink in. So next time when you see your brother, your dad, your mom in the kitchen not talking to you, think twice.
Run.
Run. Change.
Bodoh. Okay. Back to my story. Okay. So aku's story is again it's from the Middle East. I think I've been reading up a lot on that, right? So this Middle East ni, you know lah, there's a lot of scholars, you know, ustaz, ustazah, and then ada jadi mufti, you know, that kind of thing. So there's this one guy, particular guy, he's quite popular lah, but then the person who told this story, he doesn't feel comfortable in naming the person. So basically aku pun tak tahu apa nama dia. So basically he is a very popular tukang macam Rukiah lah. Macam kira macam they call it macam exorcist lah kira. Someone who's expert in that. So in average, the everyday he does like Rukiah for like 10 people. That's how popular he is. Everyday mesti dia buat untuk 10 people. And then he doesn't even take a penny. he do it like macam ikhlas lah per se kan. So he doesn't take money for this. And he has been doing this for 15 years. Without money, every day 10 packs. Can you imagine how? Yeah. Right? Every day is like, how is that? Does it even work? Okay, that was my first curiosity lah. But anyways, so one day ni, as usual lah, he has this call for this guy lah yang nak kena rukyah. So he went over and then he has like, I think 4 or 5 packs lah, according to this storyteller kan. 4 to 5 packs yang ikut dia to rukyah for this guy. So initially dia start lah the rukyah session. And the guy was just staring at him. And then after that, lama juga ah. They say that the process was super long. That I think like it took hours. Then until dia dah baca apa semua, and that guy was like struggling ke apa and things like that. Finally, that thing spoke, but in Russian. Oh wow. Mind you, they are in Middle East. You get what I say? So that thing spoke and screamed in Russian. So because normally this person yang buat rukyah ni, he normally will record and things like that lah. For what purpose? Aku tak tahu lah for what purpose. Maybe their protocol lah for like safety, and then untuk dijauhkan oleh fitnah, you know, like false accusation or something. So they recorded that session. So still battling, you know. Then but because he don't understand Russian, what? So at the end of it, sekali dah lepas tau, dah lepas. Like after few hours, terus that guy dah back to his senses. Like macam barang tu dah keluar ke apa kan. So that guy, then they ask him lah, do you speak Russian? Then he say no.
Okay.
So he left. He left, and then that guy was supposed to meet him the next day. I think dorang ada macam, dorang punya macam specification lah. Macam maybe kalau for this kind of cases, kau nak kena repeat for a few days lah kan. So he was supposed to meet the tukang rukyah ni the next day, but eventually he didn't. So tukang rukyah ni called the family lah. Okay, he was supposed to come, or we are supposed to go and see you. Apparently that night after the exorcism kan, that guy passed away. So that guy passed away. So okay lah, dah okay lah, memang dah ajal kan. So what happened was, tukar rukyah ni dia tak pandai cakap ni. So the recording he brought over for like macam transcription lah, you know, translate. So apparently what he was screaming was, I love him, I love him, I will never let him go, I will take his life.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's the end of the story.
Oh, so eventually that thing took his life lah.
Took his life ah, the night also. Maybe I think it was just like their play, their kind of play whereby, okay, dia dah fight, dia dah battle. Then dia cakap, okay, tak apa, aku lepaskan dia dulu. I leave. Okay, but he won't see tomorrow ah, that kind of thing. Pasal yeah. just to get over it. Pasal dah penat. Diorang mesti battle macam ni penat lah, that, as to what I know. So I think that thing just like, okay, let go for that period, but come back after. Yeah. When dia punya exorcist punya person dah tak ada. You get what I try to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad kan?
But then don't I feel like don't play with anything that is gonna give you problems lah.
For sure. And even in this guy's punya storytelling punya episodes, I am so intrigued with one story that he mentioned. I think he mentioned this story, like different story, but he always mentioned about this book.
Yeah,
this book, I don't know what it's called. I try not to deep dive into it. He said it can be found online, but this book holds like I think powerful black magic punya ni.
Versus.
It's in Arabic though. So he warned people not to go and read the book.
But
I think I will do more research, and then probably the next time kita berbual macam gini, then I can actually share more lah. But definitely I won't deep dive Pasal, yeah, it's kind of like creepy, yeah.
It's very okay, just give you a sense that we are in a dark room, very dark room. We're gonna sense it. So every story, we are gonna feel it.
Yeah.
So
you're try to like, if you're in a room, just close the, don't close lights entirely lah. Like just give like a night light maybe.
Yeah.
Just listen to our stories. The fuck was that?
Kan Hafiz.
Tadi.
Kenapa? Dia pun dengar, Sel.
Aku dengar.
Aku dengar, cik.
Ah, serious ah?
Okay. So we're just gonna like move on. So I have another story when I was in NS.
You good, Hafiz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Salah?
Tak tahu.
Ada yang nukar lambu tak?
Tak ya, tak ya.
Tak ya.
We keep this vibe. As in...
Yeah.
Apa nak jadi-jadi ya?
Yeah, itu dia.
Okay, so I have a story in NS. I kind of think it's like a funny story, but when you were there, it's not that funny. So when I was in NS.
Okay, kasi aku ketawa dulu. Yeah. Dah lama tak ketawa. So NS.
Yeah. So
it's kind of funny, but when you're there, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. Okay, but okay. When you look back at it, it's actually quite funny.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I was NS, I was in the army. So I'm not gonna tell you which camp, but if you know, you know. So you know, like after working hours, then we would just play basketball or play soccer. Then before we sleep lah. So I always stay in. Stay in, that means like Monday to Friday. Friday we'll book out. So like I have three friends. We were just smoking. It was past 10. So my friend has a bike. So we were smoking, then we felt the need to just, we don't want to go home. We don't want to go back to bunk. So we just want to explore. So my camp is structured in a way, there's all the bunks there. Then there's cookhouse. Cookhouse is where we eat.
Yeah.
So there's cookhouse and everything, but there's a route outside that takes us outside to like, macam running tracks. Then that's where we do our SOC. SOC is the way we go up the obstacles and everything. So going through that, right, it's like hutan already. It's like hutan. It will be very eerie at night. So the three of us decide to just go there to take the
obstacle park. Keliling tu is like hutan.
Yeah, it's outside. It's directly just beside our camp, but it's just linked with a bridge. So like cars can go, like whatever that can go through lah.
Okay.
Yeah, it links with a bridge. But what's my or like it's like a river lah. Yeah. So the three of us decide to just take one cup chai bike and go through that to that obstacle course just to explore. You know, we were young, right? Like to explore.
But three of you take bike in one bike.
One bike.
Oh yeah, my god, that's so kampung.
Yeah, it's in the camp. Mm-hmm. So like there's not really much security in camp. So yeah, we just decide to do that. So then we decide to just three of us. Okay, one that owns the bike is very huge. Yeah, very huge. So the other one is Sedana and I'm the small one. So I was in the middle.
Right.
So both of them were like in between me.
Your sandwich brother.
Yeah, yeah. So like, but it was fun because okay. We were young and like we were just want to do something. Because I'm bored at camp one. So we took a trip down there. So when we go through the bridge, it was like a normal ride, like because we still have light from the headlamp. So when we go through the obstacle, so there was a road. So the obstacle is just on the right and the left is all hutan. Okay. So when we were going through, then suddenly my friend behind say, "Eh, kau dengar. Kita dengar, kau diam je. So but we never hear anything. Like, we just don't want to tegur lah. But then there's this one point, aku nampak. So then when jam break, his whole motorbike stall.
Wow.
So stall, okay. So normal when we stall, we were just off, then clutch in, then buka balik. Buka tak boleh start, bro.
Oh.
Tak boleh start. So my fat friend, he just say, korang keluar, korang just go out of the bike, tolak. So then my other friend, was staring at the bushes. Like literally, because we were facing the forest, so we want to U-turn. So it's a kapcai. Tiga orang confirm boleh angkat. So then my friend say, I carried the back wheel. Then my friend just turn like that.
Oh right.
Yeah. So to go back. But my other friend, the one that was behind me, was staring at the bushes. He was standing and staring at the bushes.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, nama dia Salihin. I'm just gonna put nama lah. In kalau kau dengar. So he was staring there. I say like, In, jalan lah, siu jalan. But the motorbike, it was a kickstart bike. So there's no electronic start. So it was my fat friend was like,
want to fight tengah,
Zach, no. It was a cup chai bike. As in, want to fight Zach, cup chai.
Yeah.
So it was kickstarting, but this In, but only I realized that In was staring there. But my friend was like tengah susah nak know that bike.
Oh my god, kickstart. It sounds like it was purposely susah nak start. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So then aku macam like, tak mau main-main lah sial. Then I just tepuk his belakang, dia say, In, jalan lah In. Sorry. Then, the bike start eventually, but when the three of us got on the bike, dia tak boleh gerak.
Oh.
But yeah, it started.
It started. So macam like, tapi dia slow, macam like, we walk also is faster
berat
than that.
Lah.
Berat. So like me and,
oh my god. But before that, when korang masuk tu is normal
gila. Like it's just normal three. It's berat lah, because it's tiga orang ke, yeah. And motor kapcai ke.
Correct.
So like, but this one, it was like, tapi dia macam like when you walk is you can easily lah macam walk past that bike. So then I make a executive decision to tell like, because my fat friend only has the license, because he's the owner. So I say, In, aku dengan kau jalan lah. In like macam just following our flow, like following, like he never even say like macam kan. From the start I already said like, he said, aku dengar, not, you know, like that. He's not that. He just, In, aku dengan kau, aku sekitar lari je. Like then my fat friend, I forgot his name, my fat friend follow from behind or something lah. So when I disembark from the motorbike, then In also ikut. Then I run, In also ikut, but he never say anything. So this fat friend,
not
like,
not as hype as he was,
yeah.
before this. Okay.
Yeah. So the my fat friend just go past us, macam tinggalkan kita. So like we were running, I said, In, kau boleh lari tak? He never respond. This one is legit, he never respond.
Oh my god.
So my thinking is maybe dia penat ke apa. Then we just ran. We just ran back to the small corner. There my fat friend was waiting for us.
Bastard saya tinggal kan.
Yeah. Dia boleh lari juga.
I think that's why you don't remember his name.
Yeah, maybe. So when In was there, he quiet, then he was smoking. Then I ask lah like, In, asal macam tak, bila aku cakap kau dengar, aku nampak macam ada muka in the bushes. So when dia nampak muka tu, when he asked to go down, then alali banyak muka.
That when he asked to go down.
Yeah, kan kita disembark from the bike to kickstart the bike. So when he go down, he was just staring at that face. Then suddenly got more faces coming up. So that's why he was just standing there. I think then he said lah like, aku tak berbual pasal aku tak nak macam mulut celupa. Cause I already said, aku dengar. So I scared that he will follow us home, follow us back to the bunk.
Tapi did he explain like what kind of faces, like?
It's just like
was
a
it like scary ke?
Like, okay, when you see in the bushes, you just can mimic a face. Kau just nampak muka je.
Dekat celah-celah leaf.
Yeah, macam gitu. Macam just staring
scary
at us.
But it's not like scary faces lah.
I don't know exactly what faces.
What he saw lah. Okay.
Yeah. But when he stared at that one face, then more faces start to pop out like surroundings.
Then that's where he was eyes, like, you can see eyes. Right.
So he was like in the zone lah, I think. Like in he was focused.
But
so
before
focused.
That day, dia actually lupa kan. Apalah selain kau ni.
So then kita isap rokok je. Kita macam we talk about ghost stories until like 12:01, then kita balik bang.
Masih.
Continue. Masih.
Oh my god.
Kan darah masih panas time tu.
Yalah, tapi after that kau dah tidur, tak ada mimpi ke, mengigau ke?
Tak ada. But my camp is actually quite scary ya.
Oh, really? Quite scary. I think like every camp looks scary.
Yeah.
Especially kat hutan lah.
Yeah.
Oh, kat hutan, do you have an experience?
Hutan tak ada lah.
Like my husband did though.
Oh, why?
But my husband jenis tak takut lah. So macam bila dia cerita pun macam, oh yeah,
normal
lah. It was huge. Yeah. Yeah, so oh yeah. By the way, my husband Shane dah dua session ni dia tak ada. Pasal dia kerja keras eh. So sekarang I nak ambil dia punya time memang susah. Yeah. So yalah, as and when kalau he is free then he will join us. So basically Shane punya story pula. So he was in the jungle. In the jungle, diorang ada macam apa tu diorang panggil? Outfield. Yeah,
outfield.
So that day pula he has to dig the hole.
Shell script.
So dig dah deep ke apa kan, dan sekali pula hujan. Dah hujan tak apa, then after that lepas hujan dah stop, then kena dig balik at the water out or whatever not lah he said. So basically that night then after that kena tidur dalam tu eh. So like each one of you got one hole each, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. So he was like apa ni? Dia tidur lah, dia tengah nak tidur dalam dia punya hole tu. Sekali he feel something was there. But then being my husband, dia tak pernah nampak. So normally he's very curious about all these things, you know. And the best part is dia tak takut. But this time around what he told me was he saw a very huge figure. Like really, really huge. Besar in width, besar, like I mean tinggi in height. And then it was like ada macam mata merah. Then after that I asked him, then what did you do? I tidur. Tak ada feel duk laki aku.
But sometimes it's best to ignore lah.
Yeah, or yeah. Probably he said because he was already too tired from the morning and the script and all. Yeah. So by the time like that, so dia tengok pun dia dah macam tak kuasa, babe.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But what if the thing actually just when you want to ignore it, you try to sleep, then suddenly it goes to you and say,
"Mak, aku akan jerit satu blok eh Hafiz. Aku make sure the whole block bangun dengan aku eh."
But no one is around you, like you are in the forest.
Oh, forest. Aku nak pergi masuk forest, so semua buat apa?
Kan Ami.
Tak nak Ami. Tak boleh.
Ada one more story.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so this happens. This story is from my friend punya kawan. So she kena gangguan lah. So
your friend punya kawan.
So she's a female lah. So the for the past 2-3 years, dia macam ada this depression lah. So dia macam terlalu tidur lambat, like about maybe 2-3 AM in the morning. And then so yeah, the feel that macam the is very therapeutic lah, because she like to stay at night macam with less people around, there's no noise,
and
so
the serenity lah,
yeah, the ambience. And then okay lah, one day dia tengah tidur, and then when she woke up at about 2-3 about there, the timing, and she thought that means that day
dia tidur siang sikit lah probably.
Yeah, maybe lah, yeah, one of the days. And then dia terdengar macam apa tu, orang ketuk dia pergi tingkap.
Oh my so, god.
So she thought okay lah, because dia ada macam this lampu lap belit yang langgar tingkap lah.
So she thought it was that.
Yeah. So yeah, dia tak kisah lah, dia tak indahkan pasal tu. And then okay lah, so actually that gangguan happened. And before that she felt she had this experience. Bila dia pergi dinner dengan colleagues dia. Dekat Bukit Timah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then it was late until like about they talk and until about 11 plus going to midnight. And then she wanted to take the last bus home lah. And then it was at the Beauty World there. Yeah, and then when she walked to the opposite bus, and then she noticed that there's no more bus lah around. And then so she decided to head back to the MRT station.
Right.
And then we're heading back to MRT station, which is around that beauty world there.
Mm.
And then she noticed this huge pokok beringin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where is pokok beringin?
It's a huge tree lah. It's yeah. a huge tree like macam, you know, like got that lit, like macam ada old punya, macam tahu macam janggut-janggut gitu lah. Selalu macam gitu kan.
Dia macam
banyan tree.
Leaf the, macam okay. Macam rambut lah gitu lah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Correct.
Dekat Changi banyak lah. Changi.
Yeah, yes, yeah, correct.
Yeah. And then, okay, dia tak tegur. But then, she instead texted her friend that she felt weird walking past this tree. Yalah, then after that text, then she felt something weird, and that something followed her. So okay. She decided to take a Grab back home, and then that's where the gangguan starts.
Oh. Right. Yeah. So that was the night yang oh agaknya dia balik kerja tu dia tidur, lepas balik dinner tu dia tidur. That's where she heard the knocking on the window.
Yeah, one of the nights.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
One of the series of the gangguan lah.
Nasib baik dekat not inside the house ah.
Matu ah. So dia tak perasa, dia tak kisah dia. It was her first experience lah. So,
habis. Okay. So it was her first experience. What happened after that Monday?
Okay. Yeah, same to be honest, also. To be honest.
Sama juga.
Very uneasy.
Okay.
Then after that, what happened Monday?
So the next few days lah. So the rasa macam ada orang keep following her wherever she goes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the following few nights, dia keep waking up at the exact timing 3 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
But did she like do anything?
Tak tahu lah. Dia cakap macam normally people wake up at 3 a.m. to do like to go toilet.
Mm-mm.
And what was the macam probability korang akan wake up around that timing?
Yeah, yeah.
Every day, yeah.
But I heard lah macam orang cakap if you wake up for no reason, maybe someone is watching you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah.
what I heard. Been hearing a lot lah. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it's a belief or like it's really
true. Yeah.
Because these few days also aku ada gitu juga.
Asal?
Like I will wake up at a certain point, but it's not accurate.
But like, is it around the same timing?
Yeah.
But like the toilet?
No. As in macam bangun dia. Dia macam tengok tidur balik. Yeah, but not every day lah. But it's more or less like around the same timing, like 1-2.
Okay lah. So to continue back the story.
Yeah, sorry.
So after she woke up and then dia pergi toilet, cuci muka and then go back to a bit lah.
Mm-hmm.
And then bila dia nak tidur, about 2 minutes into her sleep, and then she felt like macam dia punya kaki tak boleh gerak.
Two minutes, like macam she's like in halfway in between
halfway
nak tidur. Okay.
Yeah, she can't feel her legs, and then dia macam try macam nak gerakkan dia punya kepala pun macam susah. Macam in a sleep
paralysis.
Yeah. And then
dia try as hard as she can lah, she could. Then terus dia buka mata, and then she like vaguely macam
see something there.
Saw a black
figure.
Black smoke yeah.
Yeah.
And then macam it's very blurry lah, because dia pakai cermin mata kan. So
the, it's not clear lah, like her vision.
Her vision.
Thank God.
Then, yeah.
I would say thank God.
Thank God. So far dia punya experience like she never see it, like,
but so only this ones.
She experienced it lah. And then bila dia nak tutup balik mata, then she heard a very macam angry punya sigh. Macam,
oh my god. Oh my god, she still can stay in the room and try to sleep balik eh. Yes, yeah. Kalau aku satu kampung aku dah pukul canang dia. Bangun.
Because know? In her mind dia tak ingat apa-apa lah.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, I mean, she's berani lah, berani. I think I became so penakut is because of the bad experiences I had. I think we ever had a session on this before. Yeah. So because of the experiences I had, and then I became this penakut lah, per se.
But then you want to know, macam want to. It's very curious.
It's funny because when I was younger, I was a very daredevil. Like macam I was a daredevil lah. You guys try to say like macam kau cakap ada mesti aku cari. Like I was that daring. Kau suruh aku jalan like 2-3 in the morning, like macam kau letak aku kat mana ke, kau suruh aku pergi park adventure like with my friends, eh, like macam kena dare ke masuk, like I say kubur bidadari aku pun. That's why just now apa ni,
the first episode,
the first episode, aku cakap heavy tempat tu. So when I was younger, I think I was 14, pergi ramai-ramai ni kat luar dekat Jusing lah, they call it the Jusing Road kan, something like that. So jalan tau. Tapi bila aku jalan, okay, kita jalan daripada MacPherson pergi Jusing, then after that baru bidadari apa. So what happened was, bila dekat Jusing je, dekat this particular block, keluar daripada block tu je nak jalan pergi demi road, nak pergi jalan tu bidadari, I feel like aku dah masuk alam lain tu. I don't know how to explain, but I was young, I was daring, so I'm like macam go je. But that feeling I had was, aku keluar daripada that block, aku tak ingat lah, this is a single digit ni block. So aku keluar je daripada block tu, aku rasa macam, you know, like you macam zoop into a different tak tahu lah,
dimension.
Yeah, something like that. But of course it's the real thing lah. It's just that my feeling, I feel like the moment aku step out of the block terus macam gitu. So macam, but okay,
keluar ketena.
Yeah, something like that, the feeling. So it felt different. Aku 14 years old. So for now aku 39. So aku 14, that was like 20 over years ago. So tempat tu masih ulu lah kan, at that point of time. So pergi lah, pergi nama-nama, kena dare, suruh jalan sorang. Jalan sorang, duduk kat one tempat sekejap, dan patah balik. Tapi memang gore lah tempat tu. Tapi when I was younger, I was daring.
But nothing happen lah?
Seram je, biasa aku dengar benda-benda yang bukan-bukan lah. Tapi aku, at that point of time, aku tak nampak. But berani lah. Maybe pasal because aku berani, sebab aku tak nampak or something like that, you know. But yeah, I think the worst yang aku kena is at home lah. Mak aku punya rumah lama dekat Serangoon North. Wah, that was heavy. Itu yang buat aku sampai sekarang jadi macam paranoid gila. A bit aku jump.
Okay guys, if you want us to make a podcast outside to go like explore like cemeteries or what, just let us know.
Heavy sir.
Yeah, but I don't think our listeners would want us to do that lah.
Yeah.
Kau jangan cari pasal.
I mean like, yeah, if you really want us to do that, we would do it if only the power is in your hands. Yeah.
Amboi. Yeah. Kau duduk eh?
Aku dah berani.
Aku though. Call in.
Go je. Go je, don't stay.
Okay. And so with that, do let us know if you still want to have this kind of stories, or you want us to call somebody. We will try to find somebody to, you know, like share their experiences and things like that. So yeah, do drop us the DMs in Facebook, Instagram, or even our Spotify account, or was it TikTok account? TikTok account. Yeah, so just search for us. We'll see you again in the next episode.
Bye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Semua kita enggak biasa. The hottest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB.
Hello.
Yeah. Get it.
Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang bicara, let it go. Now everybody in the house, here we go. Semua bang bang, let it go. Now everybody in the house, here we go. Baby, kau nak mengata ya?